Darren, Kerry and Sky.
It is 10 to 7 this Tuesday morning with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Good morning. This feature right now brought to you by the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health, growing KwaZulu-Natal together.
As we continue to battle the scourge of COVID-19, we call upon any people who may notice any symptoms of this epidemic not to delay, but to come forward immediately in order to be screened and tested as soon as possible. These symptoms may include fever, dry cough, tiredness, or loss of taste and smell, amongst other symptoms. It is much better and safer to be quarantined or isolated at a government facility than at home, because should COVID-19 related complications set in, help will be close by. Government has worked hard to create thousands of beds for quarantine and isolation. There's still plenty of space available. For more information on how to access these beds, please visit our official website, www.kznhealth.gov.za, or our official Facebook page, which is KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health. It is in our hands. Working together, we will conquer COVID-19.
It is time to chat to the KZN Department of Health, and as usual, we have our resident guest, Dr. Sandile Shabalala, head of department. And this week, Wednesday, sees the start of 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children. And the KZN Health is embarking on an awareness campaign. Let us now welcome the HOD, Mshengu. Good morning, and welcome back to East Coast Radio.
Hey, good morning to Kerry and the other guys.
Oh, Mshengu, you made my day, Coco.
Oh, good morning, Mshengu. So, the all-important question, what will the Department of Health be doing tomorrow for this, critical national campaign?
Look, in the whole province, not only the Department of Health, we are going to be launching the 16 days of activism. Our MEC, you remember, is the champion for Amajuba District, so she'll be in Amajuba District launching the 16 days of activism and other activities. There is a program that is already set there, and she will be engaging with the Department of Health and other departments, and also other MECs will do the same in other districts of the province as well.
And then, Mshengu, we got the holiday season starting really soon. I've got a kind of a two-part question for you here. The first part is, are you worried about what this is going to mean for our COVID-19 numbers? And the second part is, what advice would you like to give us, the public?
One, we are worried because of a behavior that we already have started to see, where when people go to whatever events they go to, they do not wear their masks.
Yeah.
They seem not to be really, really caring. Secondly, because, you know, around this time when we are doing our things as young people, we neglect the elderly. Mm. So we neglect them, then come back with COVID-19 to them. That is worrying. But also, on the other hand, we can advise and say, let's still go back to the precautions. Let's still go back and make sure that at least the elderly and all the people on chronic medications have their medication ready. But when we take whatever that we are taking, let us take them in moderation, but let's take fluids and water in particular, a lot of it. It's going to be hot.
Mshengu, can you tell us about the all-important Thuthuzela centers and how they work?
Yes. Thuthuzela care centers are centers where different departments of the government, the Department of Health, South African Police Services, the National Prosecuting Authorities, come together and make sure that victims of violence, be it gender-based violence or domestic violence, gets to be attended at that center at the same time, almost in terms of the services, such that you don't go to the police station, then from the police station to the hospital, then from the hospital to the lawyer and all that. So that is how they function. We're aiming to make sure that there is no secondary victimization of the people. So when people go there, the aim is just for people to get service as quickly as possible and they be comforted in the meantime.
Thanks. It's a sad indictment that we have a need for a structure like the Thuthuzela centers, but it's good to know that we do have it out there. That was our Dr. Sandile Shabalala, HOD, for the KZN Department of Health.
Darren, Kerry and Sky.